We are on the top of Yudam and Aleph. The Gemara picks up from what we spoke about last. The Gemara mentioned in passing that that David HaMelech never mentioned Hallelujah and Tehillim until Kuf Gimel, which is Baruch HaNafshi. The Gemara asked, really, that's Kuf Dalet, so why is it called Kuf Gimel? And the Gemara ends off by saying that the first two chapters of Tehillim are really one, hence 103 instead of 104. Now the Gemara continues, since we brought that pasuk, now the Gemara goes into it a little bit further. The Gemara brings a related story. Hanu ben Yone, de'avu b'shivuvute d'Rabbi Meir, ve'avu kavu mitzar le'tuva. So there were some troublemakers, there were, you know, hoodlums in Rabbi Meir's vicinity, in his neighborhood, that would cause him a lot of distress. He prayed for them. Eventually, it got so bad, he prayed for them to die. Now again, there's something dikduk-wise, a person has to, you have to make sure to read it carefully. Towards the end of Tehillim Kuf Dalet, the pasuk brings down Yitamu Chattaim. Yitamu means let them cease. Chattaim. If you look over there, the Tret has a dagesh. So now, according to the Klala Dikduk, Chattaim are sins. What are Chattaim with a Tret Degusha? That means sinners. So now, says Beruriyat's wife, why do you want them to die? Because the pasuk says itamu chataim, mi ketiv chotim, chataim ketiv. He says, first of all, Beruriyah told him, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant specifically sinners to die, then it could have said chotim. Although yes, chataim with a tet degusha does mean sinners, but it's written in a way that it could also mean what? Sins. So therefore, what? That's number one. Ve'od shafi lesefedikra urshaim odinam. If you look at the end of the pasuk, she said, the pasuk says, "Urshaim odenam," the wicked will no longer be. Kevan deitam uchataim urshaim odenam. Once the sins go away, there will no longer be wicked people. Why? They'll be good people. Ela ba'irachame ailuyahu delehadru b'tshuva. Pray for them to do teshuva urshaim odenam, and memela there won't be any more wicked people. Ba'arachame ailuyahu vehadru b'tshuva. He actually prayed for them to do tshuva, and they did so. So that was the musar that Rabbi Meir accepted from his wife. Amarla. So now, for laminim velamanshinim, the people who are heretics and musrim, huh? What about him? No, but this is for them specifically. I thought you were asking about laminim velamanshinim. Laminim velamanshinim, we don't pray for them to be chozer b'tshuva. Laminim velamanshinim, we pray for them to die. Now, as follows, huh? Much worse. Now,
no. Why over there can you do it?
No, but this is just stam people being mitzairoto, not minim malshinim stuff like that. People. Now, another, the Gemara says that Beruriyah was a pretty intelligent woman, so now the Gemara brings a few other stories about her. Amar lahu tzeduki lebiruriyah, ketiv, roni akara lo yalada. So there was a tzeduki that came to Beruriyah and asked her. The pasuk says, rejoice, barren woman who hasn't given birth. Mishum de lo yalada, roni, is not having children a cause for rejoicing? Amra le shatia shote shafi le sefedikra. Look at the end of the pasuk, dichtiv, ki rabim bene shomema mi bene ve'ula. Amar Adonai, which means because the sons of the barren woman are more than that of the regular woman. Ela mai akara lo yalada. So why are we rejoicing? It doesn't mean, he said, she told him, first of all, it doesn't say that she has no children. Ki rabim bene shomema. The bene shomema has more children. And now what else? And not only that, ela mai akara lo yalada. So why are we rejoicing for the barren woman who hasn't given birth, which is, the Navi compares whom to the barren woman? Am Yisrael. Roni Knesset Yisrael shedoma leisha akara shelo yalada banim legehinam kavataychu. We say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for not letting us have children that go straight to Gehinam like you guys. Okay, so that was Bruya's answer to the tzduki. Amar le'ahu tzduki le'Rabbi Avhu. Ketiv, mizmor David bevorcho mipnei Avshalom beno. What mizmor is that in Tehillim? Gima. Now, says the Gemara, Uchtiv le David Michtam bevorcho mipene Shaul. That's number what in Tehillim? That's Nun Zayin. So now the Tzadoki asked Rabbi Avhu, which one came first? Mechti Maase Shaul Avabresha. Shaul in the Me'ara came before the Maase of Avshalom. So why is the order switched in Tehillim? Lichtov Beresha. Amar le, so Rabbi Avhu told him, Atun de la Dershitun Semuchin Kashelechu. You have the Kushiyas on you because you guys don't have Semuchim. You don't believe in Torah Shebe'al Peh. You don't believe in the juxtaposition of two things to learn out from one another. Anan de Dershinan Semuchim la Kashelan. Damir Rabbi Yochanan, Semuchim min HaTorah minayin. How do we know that we learn out juxtapositions? Sheneemar, Semuchim la'ad la'olam, Asuim be'emet v'yashar. Lama nismecha parashat Avshalom neparashat Gog u'Magog? In Tehillim Bet, what does it say over there? Lama regeshu goyim ulumim yegurik, right? Neged Hashem neged Meshicho. It's talking about over there in Tehillim Bet. It's speaking about Milchemet Gog u'Magog, and immediately thereafter it speaks about Lamnatzeach Mizmor David bevorcho mipnei Avshalom beno. Says the Gemara, Sheim yomer lecha adam klum yesh eved shemoreid berabo Gog u'Magog. Go out, they come out against the Kadosh Baruch Hu and his anointed one. So you might think, is there such a thing in the world as a slave coming out against the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Afatay molo, klum yesh ben shemored be'aviv. Is there such a thing as a son rebelling against his father? Ela hava. There was such a thing. Who? Avshalom rebelled against David. Hachana mehava, so too, Gog u'Magog rebel against a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, correct. Gog u'Magog, Avshalom. Avshalom came before Shaul, but Avshalom shows that there can be, just like Avshalom is a son who can rebel against his father, so too there will be such a thing as Gog u'Magog, the servants rebelling against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rashi HaKadosh, yeah, on the top, Chataim Ketiv Kiri Beh, Chataim Sheikhle Yetzerara. We pray that the Yetzerara dies from among them. Shafil Hashpil Atzmecha, which means lower yourself, Lesof HaMikra, at the end of the Pasuk. Kol Davar Shu Basof Karui Shafilo Shel Davar. Anything at the end is like the downward part of the thing. Smuchim Lad Laolam, Bedivere Torah Ketiv, Achare. Ne'emanim kol pikudav semuchim, smichat kol pikudav asuim be'emet v'yashar. Kadosh Baruch Hu made everything in the Torah to be precisely juxtaposed. Ve'latzorech ve'lo davarik. It's not just a coincidence. Klum yesh eved shemored berabo ve'yavo le'achish adivrei hanavi. Can there be such a thing? A person might say Gog u'Magog is never going to happen. Why? Nobody can go out. Nobody can rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Amru lo emor lo klum yesh ben ve'achazin and hachadehava. There is such a thing. Hachena mehava sofen liot. Eventually, there will be Gog u'Magog. Back in the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Mai dichtiv pia patcha bechokma v'torat chesed al leshona. Keneged mi Amar Shlomo mikra ze. Who was pia patcha bechokma? Lo amaro ela keneged David Aviv. Who's it referring to? David HaMelech, Shedar b'chamisha olamim, b'amar shira. David HaMelech, in five different dimensions, in five different places that he was, as he transversed through the world, he said shira. How do we know? Dar b'me'imo, v'amar shira. He lived in his mother's womb, and he said shira. Sheni emar, barachi nafshi et Adonai, v'chol kiravai et shem kotsho. Which means, what's kiravai? Innards. David HaMelech said shira as he was looking at his mother's innards. Yatsa la'avir ha'olam, v'nistakel b'kochavim u'mazalot, v'amar shira sheni emar, barachu Adonai mal'achav, gibor echowach, oseh devarav, lishmua b'kol devaro, barachu Adonai kol tzeva'av. Which means that David HaMelech saw shira as when he was born, and he saw all of the, you know, all of the luminaries, yeah. Yanak mishadei imo v'nistakel bedadeh v'amar shira. When he started nursing from his mother and looking at her breasts, he said shira sheneemar barachin nafshi et Adonai ve'al tishkehi kol gemulav. Gemulav is what? That's nursing. My kol gemulav amar biavhu. What was David HaMelech praising? She'asala dadim bimkom bina. He was praising Kadosh Baruch Hu that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the breasts of the woman where? Next to the heart. What's the heart? The heart is the understanding, that's the epicenter of understanding the body, and that's exactly where the child nurses from. Ta'amamai, what's the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it there, made the child nurse from there, not anywhere else? Amar Yehuda, Kedesh lo yistakel bimkom Ayrva, so that the child won't have to look at the Ayrva of his mother. Rav Matna Amar, Kedesh lo yinak bimkom HaTinofet, so that he shouldn't have to look, so that he shouldn't have to nurse from the dirty place, which is the Ayrva. Now, the next time he said Shira, Ra'abim Mapalatan shel Rishaim, another dimension that he said Shira is when the Rishaim fell down. Ve'amar Shira she'ne'emar Yitamu chatta'im min ha'aretz Urshaim odinam Barachin nafshit Adonai Hallelujah. Number 5, Nistakel biyom amita ve'amar Shira. He looked at the day of death and he said Shira she'ne'emar Barachin nafshit Adonai Adonai lo'ay gadalta me'od hod ve'adal avashta. Now, that's the pasuk. Says Gemara, what does that have to do with death? How do you see from this pasuk that he was speaking about Yom Amita? Mai mashma de'al Yom Amita ne'emar Amar Abba Barav Shila Misefe de'inyana. You look at the end of this pasuk. What? From the end of the perik. What does it say? Dichtiv Tastir panecha yibahelun Tosef rucham yigva'un. Which means what? You take away their spirit and they will die. And yet, what do we see? Even by the day of death, David HaMelech is what? He's saying Shira. Good. Rav Simei bar Ukva ve'amrila mor Ukva avashachich kamed Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. One of these two chachamim was commonly in front of Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi ve'avam sadir agata kamed Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. And he would constantly review agadot before Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Amar le'mai dichtiv, one asked the other. What does the following pasuk mean? Barachin nafshi et Adonai v'chol kiravai et shem kodsho. Amar le bo ur'eh shelo kimidat hakadosh baruch hu midat basar v'adam. Look, now he's giving a nice drasha about this pasuk. Look how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like human beings. Midat basar vadam, tzar tzura al gabei hakotel, ve'eno yachol lehatil ba ruach unshama, kravayim uvnei me'ayim. Person can draw a picture on a wall, he cannot infuse it with spirit, with a neshama, with innards, with intestines. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu enochin, tzar tzura betoch tzura. HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only draws a picture on the wall, he creates a form within a form. Umatil baruach unshama kravayim. There's a pasuk in Shemuel. What did Chana say? We say in Vatitpalel Chana. What does it say? En kadosh kadunai ki en biltecha ve'en tzur kelohenu. What does that mean? Ve'en tzur kelohenu. My en tzur kelohenu. En sayar kelohenu. En tzur. There's no rock. En sayar means there's no artist like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mai ki en biltecha. What does it mean? There's none other besides you. Amar Yehuda bar Menasya, al tikre ki en biltecha, ela en levalotecha. Nobody can live you out. What does that mean? Shelo kemidat HaKadosh Baruch Hu midat basar vadam. Midat basar vadam ma'ase yadav mevalin oto. By human beings, right? What he creates, what does human being create? Children. In general, those children outlive him. However, v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevale ma'asav, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu outlives all of his creations. Amar le ana hachi ka'amin alach. He says, hani chamisha barachin nafshi. I didn't want to know a nice pshat about barachin nafshi. I wanted to know what? I wanted to know where these five barachin nafshis are. Ana hachi ka'amin alach. Hani chamisha barachin nafshi kineged mi amaran David. There are five times, like we said before in the psukim, that David HaMelech said barachin nafshi. Who were they corresponding to? Lo amaran ila kineged HaKadosh Baruch Hu uchneged neshama. There are five things, there are five ways that our neshamot correspond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu מלא כל העולם, אף נשמה מלאה את כל הגוף. מה הקדוש ברוך הוא רואה ואינו נראה? אף נשמה רואה ואינה נראית. מה הקדוש ברוך הוא זן את כל העולם כולו? אף נשמה זנה את כל הגוף. מה הקדוש ברוך הוא טהור? אף נשמה טהורה. מה הקדוש ברוך הוא יושב בחדרי חדרים? אף נשמה יושבת בחדרי חדרים. Which means there are five ways that the neshama resembles הקדוש ברוך הוא. הקדוש ברוך הוא fills the entire world. The neshama fills the entire body. הקדוש ברוך הוא can sees but cannot be seen. The neshama is the same. הקדוש ברוך הוא provides sustenance for the entire world. The neshama provides sustenance for the body. הקדוש ברוך הוא is pure, so is the neshama. הקדוש ברוך הוא sits in a room within a room, and the neshama does the same thing. Says the Gemara, "Yavo mi sheyesh bo chamisha dvarim alalu v'yishabeach lemi sheyesh bo chamisha dvarim alalu." David HaMelech said, "Since we contain a neshama that resembles HaKadosh Baruch Hu in these five ways, and it is appropriate for us to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who also has these five things." Says Rashi HaKadosh. Ve'amar Shira, last wide line of Rashi, "Keneged kulam." Amar Shira l'chsharter ruach hakodesh alav. When ruach hakodesh rested on David HaMelech, he said Shira keneged these five things. V'chol kiravai al shem kirbe imo shedar betochan. He said it when he was in the innards of his mother. Yeah. Huh? What do you mean? Still, kirbe imo. It's his mother's innards. At that point, is his innards. When that's where he's living. So that's where that's what he's living off of. So now, my mashma, huh? What? A Kadosh Baruch Hu is in a room. He's in the innermost parts of Shamayim. Same thing. Inside the brain, inside the goof. Says the Gemara. Huh? That's where it's situated, but it fills the entire body with life. It, right? The body can't live without the life of the neshama. Now, my mashma da al yom amita ne'emar bo ru'eh hu savar da'achi ba'eh my shena keravayim denakat. Why is it asking keravayim? Okay, fine. Chamisha barachi nafshi le'ail chashiv lehu. These are the five barachi nafshis that we spoke about. Okay, Vayter. Says the Gemara further. Amar av hamnuna. My dichtiv. Mi kehe chacham umi yodea pesher davar. It's a pasuk in Kohelet. Who is like the wise man and who knows how to resolve things? Mikei HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheyodeh la'asot pshara ben shnei tzadikim. Who is like a Kadosh Baruch Hu that knows how to bring about a resolution between the two tzadikim? Who is this? Ben Chizkiyahu l'Yeshayahu. Okay? Chizkiyahu amar, leti Yeshayahu gabay, de'ach yashkechan be'Eliyahu, de'azal gabay achav. A Kadosh Baruch Hu, right, they hadn't met each other for a long time, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to meet up. Chizkiyahu was the king, so he said, the Navi has to come to me, like we find that Eliyahu Navi, although Achav was a Rasha, Eliyahu went to him. Yeshayahu Amar, Leti Chizkiyahu Gabay, Deach Yashkachan Bihoram bin Achav, Deazal Gabay Elisha. Yeshayahu said, I'm the Navi, and we find that that Yehoram bin Achav went to seek advice from Elisha Navi. So they avoided each other for some time because of this dilemma. Ma asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hevei yisurim al Chizkiyahu v'amar lo Yeshayahu lechu vaker et hachole. He made Chizkiyahu sick and he said to Yeshayah, go visit him. Sheneemar bayamim ayim chala Chizkiyahu namut v'yavo elav Yeshayahu ben Amotz Navi v'yomer elav ko amar Adonai tzav levetecha ki met ata velo tichye. He says, okay, get ready, right? Tell over your last will and testament to your children because you are going to die. Mai ki met ata velo tichye, met ata ba'olam hazeh, velo tichye la'olam haba. Two deaths. Amar le, mai kul lehai, what am I chayav mita for? Amar le, mishum de la'asakt befiriyah v'riviyah. Because you did not involve yourself in bringing children to the world. Amar le, mishum de chazai li beruch hakodesh, tenafke minai benin de la ma'alu. He told Yeshayah, he says, I know, I have a reason for it. I saw Baruch HaKodesh that I'm going to have bad children. And he was right. Amale, Yeshayah told him back, Vadek of Shedra Hamana Lamalach, Mai de Mefakadk Ibai Lach Leme Ibad, Umay Denicha Kamek Uchabrihu Le Avid, which means you don't go into the nitty gritty, don't go into the secrets of God. You have to do what you're commanded to do, and let a Kadosh Baruch Hu take care of the rest. He'll do what he wants. Amale, Hashta. If that's the case, then give me your daughter, let me marry your daughter, and maybe between the zechut of both of us, my zechut and your zechut, we're two tzadikim, that'll help. That'll help for having children that are good. Yeshayah told him it won't help, you're already going to die. Ooh, and then Chizkiyahu told him, Amar le ben amotz, finish saying over your nevuah and get out. I don't need to hear this from you. Kach mekublani mibet avi abba, afilu cherev chadam munachat al tzavaro shel adam, al imna atzmo min harachamim. Even if a person has a sharp sword on his neck, even so, don't give up. Always ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for rachamim.
Why is it saying it's too late?
He's
still able to have kids?
No, but he says, the gzira of mita on your head is already done, sealed. There's nothing you can do to get out of the gzira of mavit from the shamayim. Now, what is it? No, he said you're dead. In the shamayim, they said you're dead. Won't help.
Because
It's too late. Says Chizkiyahu, it's never too late to ask for rachamim. It manami Rabbi Yochanan v'Rabbi Elazar de'amr teravayu afilu cherev chadam munachat an savaro shel adam al na'asmo min rachamim sheneimar hen yikteleni lo ayachin. It's pasuk in Iyov. Even if he kills me, who will I hope to? Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now. Even if Hashem comes to kill me,
I will want him. So.
Yeah, which means that never give up. Even if Hashem does kill you at the end, don't give up. Now,
Who's the father's father that he was referring to?
No, from David HaMelech. We're going to see Rashi HaKadosh, and at the end, that's what ended up happening. Chizkiyahu HaMelech did indeed end up marrying the daughter of Yeshaya HaNavi. Her name was. Come on, you got to know this very common Bukharian name. Yeah, female Chefziva. So says the. That's where they got it from, huh? Right, Zulaikha really they have to do away with because the Midrash. No, I'll tell you. The Midrash Sefer Yashar writes that Zulaikha was the name of Eshet Potiphar. So that name really should be abolished. And Osnat should also really be amended. Osnat was a tzaddiket, but the problem is her name wasn't Osnat. Her name was Asenat. Right. So that's another. That's a typo. The name Osnat is a typo. So that also needs to be deleted. Vayter says Rashi HaKadosh. Okay. Huh.
Backspace.
Yeah, weiter. Backspace, yeah. Now, says Rashi, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but Zulaikha is much worse. I heard that, I'm a little cringed. It's like, huh?
Isabel
also. Huh? Isabel. Okay, tov. Bekitzer, you have to do Kriyat Hashem. Call her over and factory reset. Okay, says Rashi HaKadosh. Yeah. מאי דכתיב מי כי החכם ומי יודע פשר דבר משום דאיר בסופה בסמיכת גאולה לתפילה נקט לי. That's why we're speaking about why did it bring this thing because of גאולה לתפילה. We're going to bring that in a moment. דאשכחן דאזל אליהו לגבי אחאב דכתיב וילך אליהו להיראות אל אחאב יהורם עזל לגבי אלישע כשהלכו על מואב הוא ויושפט. When יושפט and יהורם went to attack מואב, they went to seek counsel from אלישע. דמיתוך שלא היו הולכים זה אצל זה לא היה מוכיחו על שלא נשא אישה. Since they didn't meet up with each other, so nobody gave חזקיהו מוסר for not getting married. כבשי רחמנה סתרים דה הקדוש ברוך הוא, the secrets of God, כמו רשע וחבשה בהתמנת האפר. Fine, נגזרה גזרה שתמות. מקובלני מבית אבי אבא, סז ראשי, דוד שראה את המלאך וחברו שלופה בידו, דוד המלך saw the מלאך with an outstretched sword, בסוף ספר שמואל, ולא מנע עצמו מן החמים, and yet that didn't stop him from praying to הקדוש ברוך הוא, and הקדוש ברוך הוא ended up saving him. Says the Gemara Vayter. Well, that's a different story. Even he saw Beruach HaKodesh, so he prayed for it. It didn't happen. He had children who were wicked. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the fact that he was supposed to die. And that's...
He died for a good time.
The reason why he's supposed to die is he didn't do prayer of prayer. The reason why he didn't do it is he died over 10
years. I'm sure he davened for it anyway. Aval mikol makom. There are certain things. He davened, and he davened hard. We're going to see in a moment. And yet, it didn't help. He saw Beruach HaKodesh. That's happening. Finished. Yeah. That's different. He didn't see it Beruach HaKodesh, first of all. He didn't see it. Navi?
Why did he stop me just as much to have good children?
That's what he's asking.
Yeah.
For some reason, he felt it wouldn't help. And Yeshaya didn't tell him, you can change that. Yeshaya was saying what? No, he's going to say what? He told him, basically, seconded the fact that, yes, you are destined to have bad children, but you got to do it anyway. Vayter. Okay, says the Gemara, Amar b'chanan afilu ba'al ha-chalomot, omer lo le'adam le'machar hu met, al imna atzmoy min rachamim sh'ne'emar, ki berov chalomot v'avalim u'dvarim harbe, ki et ha-elohim yira. Even if the bearer of dreams, even if a Navi tells him he's going to die, who's ba'al ha-chalomot? That's the Navi. He says, even so, don't give up and ask for rachamim. Miyad, immediately upon hearing this, says the Navi, what did Chizkiyahu do? Vayasef Chizkiyahu pana bilakir, vayitpalel el Adonai. My kir, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, mikirot libo. What does it mean? He turned to the wall. He turned to the walls of his heart. He prayed from the depths of his heart, Neymar, Me'ay Me'ay Ochila Kirot Libi Vegomer. Rabbi Levi Amar, Al Iske Hakir, he prayed about the wall. Amar Lefanav Ribono Shel Olam, Uma Shunamit Shelo Asta Ela Kirachat Ketana, Hechiyeta Et Bena, Avi Abba Shechafa Et Ha'echal Kullo, Bechesev Uzahav, Al Achat Kama Vechama, he says the Isha Shunamit built only a little attic, right, in her, for which Navi? For Elisha Navi, and yet when her son died, what did you do? Tchiyat Metim. My great grandfather, Shlomo HaMelech, who built the entire Bet HaMikdash and plated it in gold and silver, you're not gonna heal me. And of course he did. And then Chizkiyahu HaMelech continued his tefillah before HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the following pasuk. Zechorna et asher italachti lefanecha be'emet ublev shalem ve'atov be'ayinecha asiti. He starts telling his virtues to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? Mai ve'atov be'ayinecha asiti. What good did Chizkiyahu HaMelech do? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, Shesamach Geula Letfila. One opinion that he was Somach Geula Letfila. You see, so much so, Smichut Geula Letfila is so important that what? That he invoked it as a merit for what? To save his life. Okay?
Rabbi,
huh?
The same day?
I don't know. In general. In general. I am Somach Geula Letfila, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I deserve to live. Okay? Rabbi Levi Amar, Sheganaz Sefer Refuot, that he buried the Sefer Refuot, Rashi is going to say that the reason why that was good is because that caused people to pray harder to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because they didn't have the Refuot available. Tanu Rabbanan, Shishat Varim Asa Chizkiyahu HaMelech, Al Shlosha Hudulo, Val Shlosha Lo Hudulo. Al Shlosha Hudulo, in Shamayim, they were okay, they were happy with three that he did. Ganaz Sefer Refuot, Vehudulo. Kitet Nechash HaNechoshet, he ground up the copper snake, ve'odulo, girer atzamot aviv al mita shel chavalim, ve'odulo. His father was a rasha. He was Oved Avodah Zarah. And for that reason, he dragged his father's coffin, dragged his father's bones in the street on ropes in a disrespectful way, not to bury him bederech kavod, because he was a rasha mirusha. Huh? I think Achaz. Achaz. So he says, okay, now, okay. Not when he's a Rasha. Now, not when he's Oved Avodah Zarah beferhesia, you have to be mevazeh oto. Now, velo hodulo, right? Now, the Chazan say it like it is. I told Chazal are not Democrats. They don't have the need to be diplomatically, politically correct. Rasha osim lo toch, right? Huh? So that's a different story. There's machlok taposkim. It doesn't say over here what he did, but there is a machlok taposkim. Huh?
Rashi and Sanhedrin says that he didn't need to give honor to his father because of that fact.
Because of Avodah Zarah?
Yeah.
Tov, weiter. Tov. And what were the three things that he did that in Shamayim they weren't happy about? Ve'al shlosha lo hodulo, satam megichon, he plugged up the Gihon stream, which was very close to Yerushalayim. He wanted the Bavlim not to have what to drink. Velo hodulo, he sets dlatot echal v'shigram lemelech Ashur. Velo hodulo, he cut off the doors of the Bet HaMikdash and he sent them to the king of Ashur as a peace gesture, and they weren't happy about that in Shamayim. Iber Nisan ben Nisan velo hodulo, he also made in Nisan a shana meoberet, and in Shamayim they weren't happy about that. Okay, says the Gemara, ומיד לת לחזקיה חודש הזה לכם ראש חודשים זה ניסן ואין אחר ניסן. דין חזקיה נודע הלכה, that since the pasuk says החודש הזה לכם, once ניסן comes, you cannot be מעבר את השנה, you can't make it a dar again, it's ניסן, it has to stay ניסן. אלא תעבד שמואל, he made a mistake, that what? דאמר שמואל, אין מעברין את השנה ביום שלושים של אדר, הועיל וראוי לקובעו ניסן. What happened? He didn't make ניסן a Shana Me'oberet with the second Adar when it was already Nisan. When did he do it? The 30th of Adar. Now what did he think? The Halakha Ishmuel says you can't make Shana Me'oberet on the 30th of Adar either. Why? Because since it's a day that the Edim could conceivably come, no more the Beddin cannot be Me'oberet HaShana, and he did that. Why? What was his mistake? Says the Gemara, he didn't hold of this thing since the Edim could come. When he made the Shana Me'oberet, the Edim had not yet physically come, and that's why he made the Shana Me'oberet, but he did make a mistake. Let's see Rashi. Avi Abba shechafa et ha'echal Shlomo, shegana sefer refuot, kedei sheivakshu rachamim so that they pray. Girer atzmot aviv, lefi shehaya rasha' bizahu, velo nahag bo kavod bekvurato, lotzio kahogen bemitot, zehav v'chesef. That's why he disrespected his father like that. Satam megichon meshiloach. The gichon is the shiloach b'dibrei hayamim. Ve'lama kedesh lo yavo malchei Ashur v'imtzu ma'im lishtot. So when they come to overtake Yerushalayim, they shouldn't find anything to drink, the Bavlim. Ve'lo zehu gichon anahar gadol. It's not talking about how many large rivers are there in Parashat Bereshit. What are they? Gichon, Pishon, Pirat, and Chidekel. This is not that Gichon. It's not Eretz Israel. This Gichon is a small stream next to Yerushalayim. Eibed Nisan b'Nisan kasal kadatach. The Gemara thought, mi shenitkadesh haChodesh, once Nisan already entered, l'shem Nisan, nimlach le'aber et haShana, he turned back the clock and made it Adar haShani, ve'asao Adar, kmo shenemar b'divrei haYamim, ve'yiva'etz haMelech la'asot et haPesach b'chodesh haShani. The Gemara answers, no, he didn't do that. Biyom Shiloshim Shil Adar, Vafalpi Shalon Itkadesh HaChodesh Adayin Lo Ba'u Edim. Even so, he did it, and he made a mistake. He didn't hold of that thing of Shemuel, that you shouldn't do it Biyom Shiloshim Shil Adar. Vayter, Amar Biyochanan.
That was the Bavlim.
Huh?
What's the problem with not giving the Bavlim water? Or...
They didn't want him to plug up that, what's his name? That water source. Yeah. Amar Biyochanan Mishum Rabbi Yosef Ben Zimra. כל התולה בזכות עצמו תולין לו בזכות אחרים וכל התולה בזכות אחרים תולין לו בזכות עצמו, which means anybody who, for lack of a better term, anybody who, you know, toots his own horn, okay, in Shamayim, even if he's worthy of it, they reward him not for his own sake but for somebody else's sake. But somebody who toots somebody else's horn, somebody who invokes the zechut of someone else, and he's a tzaddik in Shamayim, they'll reward him because of himself. How do we know? Says the Gemara, Moshe tala bizchut acherim, shenemar, zechor le'Avraham, le'Yitzchak, u'l'Yisrael avadecha. Who is Moshe Rabbeinu praying for? Where is this pasuk? Vayechal Moshe, kitisa. He was praying for Am Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't destroy them. In whose zechut? Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. Talu lo bizchut atzmo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I saved Am Yisrael because of what? Moshe. Shenemar, v'yom ele hashmidem, lule Moshe bechiro amad v'peretz. לפניו להשיב חמתו מהשחית. Who turned away HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wrath? In the זכות of Moshe. Here we go. חזקיהו תלה בזכות עצמו דכתיב זכור נא את אשר התהלכתי לפניך. חזקיהו המלך, when he was praying for himself, whose זכויות did he invoke? His own. What did he say? תלו לו בזכות אחרים שנאמר וגנותי לעיר הזאת להושיעה למעני ולמען דוד עבדי. He says, I'm going to save the city. In whose merit? In the merit of David המלך. והיינו דרבי יהושע בן לוי דאמר רבי יהושע בן לוי מי דכתיב הנה לשלום מר לי מר אפילו בשעה ששיגל לו הקדוש ברוך הוא שלום מר הוא לו. Even at the time that הקדוש ברוך הוא sent good tidings to חזקיהו that he would be saved and so would Yerushalayim, however it was a little bit bitter. Why? Because he got a bitter message from Shamayim that what? It's not in your own merit, rather in the merit of David המלך. Says Rashi HaKadosh. Yeah. התולה בזכות עצמו שאומר בתפילתו עשה לי בזכותי כגון חזקיהו שאמר זכור נא את אשר התהלכתי לפניך. Okay, Vayter. So what do we see from me? That when a person prays, preferably, which זכויות should he invoke? Somebody else's זכויות, not his own. Vayter. Says the Gemara. Yeah. Yeah. נעשה נע על יד קיר קטנה. This is going back, we spoke about before, the Gemara brought, דרך אגב, the אישה שונמית that built this attic for Elisha הנביא. נעשה נע על יד קיר קטנה, רב ושמואל. What exactly did she build? חד אמר על יד פרועה הייתה וקירוה. One says they had like an open loft, an open den upstairs, and it was meaning no ceiling, and they roofed it. וחד אמר אך סדרה גדולה הייתה וחילקו על שניים. Some say it was a very large room and they just put a wall in the middle and cut it into two. בישלם אלמן דאמר אך סדרה היינו דכתיב קיר. If it was a big open room, now I understand why the pasuk says that what did she build? A wall. אלא אלמן דאמר עלייה מי קיר. If it was that they made a ceiling, why do you call that a wall? Says the Gemara שקירוה. What did they do? the roof that they plastered it on the top, they made a ceiling. Bishna min amad amar aliyah, hanu dikhtiv aliyat. Ina amad amar achsadra, my aliyat. If it was a achsadra, if it was a big open room, why does it say aliyah? Why does it call it a cellar? Me'ule shebebatim, because it was, what aliyah doesn't necessarily mean an attic. What does it mean? It's a milashon me'ule. What is it? The best kind of bayit. Okay? Now, v'nasim lo sham mita v'shulchan v'chise umnora. Those are the things that they wanted to put in the room for Elisha Anavi. Amar Abaye v'yitem Rabbi Yitzchak, harotze lihanot yane ke Elisha. V'sheino rotze lihanot, al yane ki Shmuel haramati. Sheneemar, utshuvato haramata. The Gemara is saying, if a person wants to benefit from other people, you may, like Elisha Anavi. Elisha Anavi benefited from whom? From this, from the Shunamit and her husband. And if you don't want to benefit from people, that's also okay. It's not considered ga'ava. We learned that out from whom? From Shmuel Hanavi. Why it says, Utshuvato Aramata, when he came home, Kisham Beto. Every year, what did he used to do? He used to go around the entire Eretz Yisrael to judge. But where did he live? In Ramot. Right? That's why he's buried where he lived. Where is Shmuel Hanavi buried? Huh? Not really, but Nabi Samuel, which is in Ramot. That's why the area over there is called Ramot. Ramot Aleph, Ramot Bet. That Al Shem Shemuel HaRamati, who lived there. Now, Ve'amar B'Yochanan, why is it called Kisham Beto? Shekol Makom Shalach Sham Beto Imo. Anywhere Shmuel and Nabi traveled to, that was his house, which means he traveled with his house. He took everything with him. He didn't want to be nehena from anyone. Batomer Elisha, hinene yada'ati ki ish Elohim kadosh hu. Right? She said, I know that he's a holy man. Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, mikan she'aisha makiret ve'orchim yoten min ha'ish. We see from here that women are more, you know, they can tell things about their guests even more than men. Right? They're more intuitive about their guests than men. Kadosh hu. Mena yada, how did she know that he was ish kadosh? Rabu Shmuel, chad amar shelo ra'ata zevuv over al shulchano. The first Rav says because she never saw a fly next to him ever. Not in the heat, not in the cold, never. Ish kadosh, it's a siman kedusha. V'chad amar sadin shel pishtan itzi al mitato v'lo ra'ata keri alav. She never saw semen on his sheets ever. So she knew that he was an ish kadosh. Huh?
What is that pishtan?
It doesn't matter that it was Pishtan, but the sheets. So, now, Amar Rabbi Yosef b'Rabbi Chanina, Hu Kadosh, Umshareto Eno Kadosh. Why does it say, Isha Elohim Kadosh Hu? Right? To teach us that only Elisha Navi was Kadosh, but his helper, what was his Gabai's name? Gehazi Rasha Merusha, Hesit Ve'idiach Et Yisrael, Gemara Sotah Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. But what did he do that was not Kadosh? Ne'emar, right, what does the Navi say? Here we go. Vayigash Gehazi lehadfah. Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina she'achaza behod yofiah. What did it say lehadfah? He wanted to push her away when she came towards Elisha to ask him to be mechayed metim. He grabbed her by her breasts to push her away. That shows, as says the Gemara, that he was not an ish kadosh by any measure. Yeah, tov. Over alenu tamid. Passes by us constantly. Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Meshum Rabbi Le'ezer Ben Yaakov, Kol HaMe'arech Talmid Chacham. Huh?
He pushed her because of Nebuah?
No. He pushed her away when she tried to get close to Elisha. And he didn't just push her, he manhandled her. Okay, now, weiter. Okay, now, he says, כל המארח תלמיד חכם בתוך ביתו ומהנהו מנכסיו מעלה עליו הכתוב כאילו מקריב תמידין. Why does it say איש האלוהים עובר עלינו תמיד? To teach us that anybody who hosts a תלמיד חכם and, you know, gives him, allows him to benefit from his property, from the things he owns, it's like he brings a קורבן תמיד. ואמר רבי יוסף רבי חנינה. Okay, טוב, עד כאן, that's the end of this סוגיה of the שונמית. Let's see רשי הקדוש. פרועה מגולה. It didn't have a roof. Shenitla tikra shel adin of a ceiling. Harotze lehanot mishel acherim yehene. Ve'en isur b'davar. There's nothing wrong with that. There's no isur ke Elisha. Kmo shematzinu be'Elisha shenehena. Ve'harotze shelo lehanot mishel acherim al yehene. Ve'en b'davar lo mishum gasut haruach ve'lo mishum sin'ah. a person doesn't want to benefit from other people. It's not ga'ava, and it also doesn't cause hatred. Ki Shmuel Aramati, kamo shematzina b'Shmuel Aramati, shelo ratza lehanot ki sham beto le'el mine ketiv. What does the pasuk say beforehand about Shmuel? Ve'hayam midesh shana b'shana v'sivev bet el v'amitzvah v'shafat et Yisrael u'smichle. The pasuk right after says u'tshuvato aramata ki sham beto. Don't we know that he lived in Ramot? The drasha is that his kisham beto didn't only refer to Ramot; it applied to what? Everywhere he went. Went around with a tent and with bedding and stuff like that. Behod yofia bedadeha. Okay, Viter. Says the Gemara Viter. Somebody set an alarm? Okay. Yeah? 9:20? Alarm? Avi? Somebody? Okay. Viter. Says the Gemara Viter. V'amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Mishum Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov. Another Ma'amar from the same Tanaim. Al Ya'amod Adam B'makom Gavoa V'yitpalel Ele B'makom Namuch V'yitpalel. A person should stand somewhere low and pray. Shin Ne'emar Mima'amakim Kiraticha Adonai. Tanyana Me'achi, there's a similar baraita. Lo Ya'amod Adam Lo Al Gabe Kiseh V'lo Al Gabe Sherafraf V'lo B'makom Gavoa V'yitpalel. Don't stand on a chair, not on a stool, not somewhere high and pray. Ela B'makom Namuch V'yitpalel Lefi She'en Gavhut Lifnei Makom, because there is no height before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person has to be low. Huh? That's Bevadai, the Halachan Shulchan Aruch, that's another Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch brings down Lichot Bet HaKnesset, that Bet HaKnesset preferably should be the highest building in the city. However, where a person physically stands should be B'makom Namuch. The Shulchan Aruch brings that down. By Ashkenazim, they still have, who's it referring to? Preferably, at least, Shlech Tzibur. So by some Ashkenazim, they have a minhag that where the Chazan stands, it's a little bit lower than everybody else. The Kayim, Mima'amakim, Kiraticha Hashem. However, Minhag HaSfaradim, the Alkut Yosef brings down, B'Shem Kama Poskim, Minhag HaSfaradim is not that way anymore. Vaiter. Now, he says as follows. Hala, another Ma'amar. What? Yeah. Vaiter. Says the Gemara Vaiter. Shneimar, we saw that. Shneimar mima'amakim kiraticha Adonai uchtiv tefila le'ani chiyatov. Ani does what? Ani bends over. Okay, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to our tefillot. Ve'amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina mishum Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov hamitpalel tzarich sheyichaven et raglav. You have to put your feet together. You have to make them correspond to one another. Shneimar v'raglehem regel yishara. That's a reference to the malachim. And when we stand b'tfilah before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are supposed to resemble malachim. Ve'amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina mishum Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov may dichtiv lo tochelu al hadam lo tochelu kodem shetitpalelu al dimchem. What does it mean? Do not eat upon the blood. This, the Gemara is doreshet to mean you may not eat before you pray for your blood. Had we know another pasuk about this, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina mishum Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov kol ha'ochel v'shote ואחר כך מתפלל עליו הכתוב אומר ואותי שלחת אחרי גביך. A person who eats, drinks, and then goes to pray afterwards, that is like this pasuk is said with regards to Yerovam ben Nevat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him ואותי שלחת אחרי גביך. You threw me, you flung me behind your body, which means what? How did Yerovam ben Nevat שחטא והחטיא את עם ישראל, how did he refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says the Gemara, a person who eats and drinks before the tefillah treats HaKadosh Baruch Hu the same way. Why? Eating and drinking, how do you feel after you eat and drink? Good. Oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shema Yisrael, tefillah, psht, throw him over your shoulder. He says, that's what says the Gemara. Amar HaKadosh, al tikre gevecha, ela geecha, milashon gaava. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, leachar shenitgae. Oh, now you're ready to accept the yoke of heaven. Now you feel good. You feel kai. Now you're ready to talk. Hashem says, now I don't want to talk to you. Now, says the... Huh?
Why don't we say this by Avita as
well? Only in the morning. The first thing in the day. First thing you wake up, first thing has to be Kabbalat on Malchut Shamayim.
This would seem even if he eats before this month's tefillah, it's
awesome. Oh, yefeh meod. Now, is it before Zman Tefillah, within half hour of Zman Tefillah? No, only when the Zman Tefillah comes. Now, Indeed, according to the Zohar HaKadosh, when a person went to sleep at night, it is asur, and not only according to the Zohar HaKadosh, it's sakana to eat anything until a person prays tefillat amidah shel shacharit. However, according to Maran HaShulchan Aruch, as long as the zman tefillah, or at least chatzi sha'ah before alot ha-shachar comes, you're allowed to eat even if you went to sleep, and especially if you did not go to sleep. Hence, people eat all night long until the zman, on nights when we stay up all night, for instance, Lin Shavuot, Lin Rosh Ha'ana Rabbah, v'chule v'chule. Mata Omer?
Do all these rules apply also by personal prayer at the time before
us? No, only to Amida. Only to Amida.
And only Shacharit.
Huh? And only Shacharit, correct.
The same concept applies though.
Huh?
Well, the same concept applies, like, for example, not eating or...
For a different reason. Indeed, the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman, Resh Lamed Bet, says you're not allowed to eat before Mincha. We spoke about that. We had an extensive shiur on Thursday night. In Siman, Resh Lamed Hei, the Shulchan Aruch says you can't eat before Arvit, Kriyat Shema and Arvit, but that's for different reasons. That's not because of Ga'ava, that's because of what the Chachamim were concerned that. Now, over there, what are you not allowed to eat before Mincha and Arvit? Seuda. Now, according to Maran, even Seuda Ktana. Over here, what are you not allowed to eat before Shacharit? Anything, zero. Now, but.
You said a personal prayer for Amidah.
No good. No good. Weiter. Now, we'll get there. Hold on. Maran, tenlo. Okay, weiter. Now, weiter says the Gemara. Actually, let's stop and see Rashi for a second. We're going to see Shulchan Aruch. Tfilah le'anid derech aniyut. Yechaven et raglav zo etzel zo. Put them next to one another. V'raglehem regel yisharan nir'in k'regel echad. Right? They had, the malachim didn't have one foot. They had 2 feet. But they were together, so it looked like one foot, and we should resemble that. Okay, Vayter says the Gemara, Rabbi Yoshua Omer Ad Shalosh Sha'ot, right? Until the 3rd hour of the day. Amar Rabbi Yoshua, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shemuel, Halacha Rabbi Yoshua, which means, although Tanakama, the Chachamim of the Mishnah say that what's the end time for Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharit? Netzachama, and in general, Tanakama is the Chachamim and Yachid Verabim, Halacha Kerabim. Over here, the Gemara says, Beferush, and Halacha Kerabim. The Halacha is like whom? Like Rabbi Yoshua, that you have until. But what is Netzachama? We said, Netzachama is Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar, Kevatikin of Kriyat Shema. But if you missed Kriyat Shema, we saw in the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch that reading Kriyat Shema after Netzachama is sort of counted as what? A little bit of a bidi'avad. Now, right.
The Gemara Chatzot is not Rabbi Eliezer.
Efata?
The Utovat Shacharit. Yeah, in the Mishnah when we said the Rabbi Eliezer Omer Ben Chalit and the Gemara Adanetz.
Right.
So Adanetz is not Chachamim, it's Rabbi Eliezer.
No. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Ben Chalit Lekarti. Period. That was the first half of the Mishnah that spoke about the earliest time for Kriyat Shema, period. Ad, what's the last time? Hanetzach Hamma. Understand? Now, weiter. Now, says, huh? I believe so. You can look over there in the Pirushim. That's the simple understanding of the Mishnah. Huh? I don't think it's Rabbi Eliezer talking. Do they say it's Rabbi Eliezer talking? It's a different thought. It's a new thought. There's 2 parts of the Mishnah. Reisha of the Mishnah was speaking about Tchilat Zman Kriyat Shema. Huh? What do you have, Avi? You have a period there at the Mishnah? You have it as Rabbi Eliezer talking?
Yeah.
Read what it says.
Yeah, it says Moshe Rabbi
Eliezer. It says Rabbi Eliezer? Who says that? Oh, in Kafe, you're right. I stand corrected. The Gemara says later that it is Rabbi Eliezer. So, okay, so I take it back. It's not the Chachamim, but it's Rabbi Eliezer. But anyway, the Gemara says beferush that halacha is Rabbi Yoshua. Okay, right. Says the Gemara. You have to daven Shema by net. If you're davening Shmona Esrei by net, you have to have already said Shema. Yeah, that's the way it's supposed to be. Before. Kriyat Shema slightly before Nitz, and then Amidah at Nitz. Okay? Weiter. Says the Gemara, HaKorei Mikan Vaedach Lo Yifsid. The Mishnah says, if you read Kriyat Shema Le'achar Azman, Lo Yifsid. Amar Chazda Amar Murukva, Ubilvad Shelo Yomar Yotzer Or. As long as you do not say, Birkat Yotzer Or. Metive, says the Gemara, what are you talking about? There's a Baraita Hafuch. Hakore mikan va'elach lo yifsid, ki adam shu kore b'Torah, aval mevarech hu shtayim lefaneha ve'achat le'achareha. Which means what? Not only, okay, you lost mitzvat kriyat shema, but what can you still do? Baraita meforeshet, you can still say birkot kriyat shema. Tiyuvta, derev chazda, tiyuvta, nakeha. Ika de amre, some say it's the other way around. Amar chazda, amar morukva, mai lo yifsid, shelo yifsid brachot. Which means that what? He's not talking about mitzvat kriyat shema, he's talking about the brachot. Tanina ma'achi, he brings a baraita to support him, not against him. Akore mikan va'elach lo yifsid, ki adam shekore b'torah, aval mevarech ushtayim lefaneha ve'achat le'achareha. And that's the halacha. Amar bimani, gadol.
After 3 hours?
Yes. We're going to sing Shulchan Aruch. Amar bimani gadol akore kriyat shema ba'onata yoter me'osek ba'torah. Even greater is one that reads kriyat shema at the proper time than one who sits and delves in Torah. Midekatane, what does the Mishnah say? Hakore mikan va'elach lo hifsid ki adam akore ba'torah. Michlal dekore ba'onata adif. The Mishnah says, if you missed the time of kriyat shema and you read it afterwards, what do you then like? Kore ba'torah. Which means beforehand, when it was still the time, what were you? Even greater than just Koreba Torah, because what were you doing? Being Kore Kriyat Shema. Let's see Rashi in Tosfot. Says Rashi over here, yeah. Hakore mikan va'elach lo yifsid, sharehu ke'adam shekore achat mikol parashiyot sheba Torah. Ve'af al pi shelo yatsa yedei Kriyat Shema, yesh lo kibul sachar ke'osek ba'Torah. Which means, after the... There is an interesting Kesef Mishneh. The Kesef Mishneh holds that this is a Din Rabbanan. Kesef Mishneh at the end of Perek Aleph, Milchot Kriyat Shema of the Rambam. Who wrote the Kesef Mishneh? Maran Bet Yosef. And he writes over there that the Din of the fact that Kriyat Shema has to be said within the first 3 hours of the day is only Midrabbanan. And you lose the Sachar for Kriyat Shema after the first 3 hours, only Midrabbanan. Aval Mideoraita, what's the Deoraita Zman of Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharit, says Manan Kesef Mishneh? All day long. And every single one of the poskim disagree with Manan Kesef Mishneh. And Lealacha Manan, huh? Because what, just like Bishoch Becha means what? All night long. So Aloto Mishkal, Uvkumecha means what? All day long. Aye, 3 hours in the Gemara. 3 hours midrabanan. Aval kol haposkim chalku alav, and they say this is derasha gmura, and therefore we hold the halacha ul maaseh she lo kedat Maran Kesef Mishneh over there. Maran zechon v'chah. Huh? Lehalacha. That's a different thing. But once the 3rd hour passed, we say a person does not have sachar for kriyat shema. Lo midoraita velo midrabbanan.
Because
the
rabbanan, no?
What? Kriyat shema? For brachot.
No, even by the 3rd hour.
Meikar adin. But lechatchila yishe bimachmir, because it's deoraita. Not because of that. No, because this yesh bez machloket gedola. Now, right. Deoraita. Now, says Tosfos, gadol hakore kriyat shema be'onata yoter me'osek ba'Torah tema afilu tefila nami de'amrin perakam de Shabbat kegon anu mafsikin ben kriyat shema ben tefila. Why is the Gemara praising kriyat shema so much? The same applies to what? Even if a person's learning, what do you have to do when zman tefila comes? Stop. To do what? To daven. So what does that mean? Tefila is greater than Torah. So why does the Gemara specifically detail Kriyat Shema? V'yesh lomar d'achi ka'amar, yoter me'osek b'Torah pa'am acheret, shelo b'sh'at Kriyat Shema. When is Torah greater than Tfilah? At Zman Tfilah. Shelo b'zman Tfilah, which is greater? Torah. The Gemara over here means to say, according to Tosfot, Kriyat Shema is even greater than Esek b'Torah, afilu shelo b'zman Kriyat Shema. Okay? Now, huh? What about Tfilah? No. When you're not praying, any other time of day. No. He's talking about tefillah. He's not talking about kriyat shema. And he's not talking. He's not getting into the nitty gritty of the oraita de rabbanan. He's not talking about that. Viter, next answer, and then he says, "Aval osek b'Torah bishat kriyat shema la'mayre ve'afilu b'tefillah posek." Okay, now let's stop and see some halacha. You know, I keep my eyes open throughout the week for, you know, throughout the week of the Daf Yomi, I try to keep my eyes open for a nice topic for Thursday night. So I think I found one. I'm not going to tell you yet because I want to keep you in suspense. But let's see some halachot. Yeah. First 3 hours, yes. Now. Yeah. Yeah. Now, weiter. Says the Rambam in Perek He of Hilchot Tefila Halacha Zayin. Yeah? Zok the Rambam. Lo ya'amod b'makom gavoa shelosha tefachim o yoter v'yitpalel. When the Gemara says that you shouldn't be standing on something high, how high is high? 3 tefachim. V'lo al gabe mita, v'lo al gabe safsal, v'lo al gabe kiseh. היה בניין גבוה, אם יש בו 400 על 400, שהוא שיעור בית, הרי הוא כעלייה ומותר להתפלל בו. Let's say it's a high building. As long as it has 4x4, it's not considered a height, it's considered a building, and you can stand in a building. Yeah, אמות. וכן אם היה מוקף מחיצות מכל רוחותיו, אף על פי שאין בו 400 על 400, מותר להתפלל בו, מפני שאין גובהו ניכר שהרי חלק רשות לעצמו. Same thing, if it's surrounded by מחיצות. זאת הרייבד. Says the Ravad, לא יעמוד במקום גבוה. כתב רעבד, אמר אברהם, ובכלל זה אם יכול לרד למטה ולהתפלל, ירד למטה ולהתפלל. Which means, although you're allowed to daven in a room or a place that's מוקף מחיצות, that's higher, says the רעבד, it is preferable to go down and pray in a lower place wherever possible. Says מרן השולחן ערוך, סימן צדדי. That's ברכת כהנים. We are not nohig to go down like we said before, but meikar adin yes, meikar adin. Now, Shulchan Aruch, hamitpalel lo yamod al gabe mita, velo al gabe kise, velo al gabe safsal, afilo en gvoin gimal. Okay, the Bet Yosef brings down from Rabbeinu Yitzchak Abohav. He says even if it's not three high, is the issue of the Gemara. He says from Ma'ari Abohav, even if it's less than three, still don't stand on it. Carpet's fine. That's batin to the karka. Not arum minhag anymore. ולא על גבי מקום גבוה, אלא אם כן היה זקן או חולה, או שיהיה כוונתו להשמיע לציבור. In which case, this is the makor for the שליח ציבור davening higher up. Next Rambam, תיקון הגוף כיצד. How should a person prepare his body for tefila? כשהוא עומד בתפילה צריך לכוון את רגליו זו בצד זו ונותן עיניו למטה כאילו הוא מביט לארץ ויהיה ליבו. So first of all, you put your feet together and you look how? Look down. ויהיה ליבו פנוי למעלה כאילו הוא עומד בשמיים. But your heart, meaning symbolically, your heart should be facing where? Facing up. ומניח ידיו על ליבו כפוטין הימנית על השמאלית. Like this. Actually, a lot of people, the Kaf Chaim brings down Bishem Asod, that the way it's supposed to be is not like this, rather, he says, Meniach Agudal Betoch Agudal, like this. You put your thumb into your left hand, your thumb into your right thumb into your right hand, and right over left, like this. That's according to the Sod, the way to do it, says the Kaf Chaim. Huh? No, that's Ke'eved Ha'omed Lifnei Rabbo, like that. The whole tefillah. Yeah. The whole tefillah, preferably, the Zohar HaKadosh writes, Beferush, that a person who opens his eyes during tefillah to look around will not merit to see the Shekhinah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he dies. Zohar Meforash. It's an onish. A person's mezelzel ba tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mezelzel bo when he dies. However, right?
All tefillah, really?
Amidah.
Just Amidah.
Amidah. However, the poskim say, huh? Text. No. Texting is mutar, especially if it's for Shalom Bayit. If it's for Shalom Bayit and you live in Queens, kula mutarim lachem. Kula, you know, that's if it rings in the middle. Isur gehamor. Okay, bekitzur. Anyway, bekitzur, mikol makom. So, mikol makom, over there, if a person cannot pray with his eyes closed and his head facing down, if a person can't pray, either he has more kavanah or he doesn't know the tefillah ba'al peh, over there he's allowed to look into a sidur, but even when he's looking into a sidur with his eyes open, do not look around. It doesn't matter who walks in, it doesn't matter who's making noise. It's us and God. Because the Zohar says, you look around, no Shekhinah when die. Okay? So, now, Vaita. Don't look. Eyes closed or eyes in the Sidur? Zehu. Now, weiter. Amida, tefillat ha'amida. Amida. Now, weiter. ועומד כעבד לפני רבו בהמה ביראה ופחד ולא יניח ידיו על חלציו. A person should stand in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu בהמה ביראה, fearing and supplicating. Okay, ויתר חלציו means on the sleeve. Don't put it on your elbows. Don't do that. It's a סימן גאווה. Says מרן, סימן צדיהה, יכוון רגליו זה אצל זה בכיוון כאילו אינם אלא אחד להידמות למלאכים דכתיב בהן ורגליהן רגל ישרה, כלומר רגליהם נראים כרגל אחד. Okay, so there is a din that a person should put his feet together. The poskim say, מרן זכרון לברכה writes, as does the Yalkut Yosef, the Or Lezion, a person should preferably, this doesn't only apply to one's heels, it applies to the heels and toes, the entire front and back of the feet should be together, not just the back, unless, he says, a person is a ba'al basar, unless a person is, you know, heavy or weak or whatever, and he can't, in which case, now, what, there are certain situations, sometimes you see people that don't put their feet together at all. That's not good, but he's still yotze tefillah. For instance, let's say a person can't stand while putting the two feet together, it's certainly better for him to stand for tefillat amidah without putting the feet together, or at least as close as possible. But lechatechila, a person should put the entire foot together, heels and toes. V'yesh omrim, k'sheomed leitpalel yelech lefanav gimal pesiot, derech kiru v'agasha ledavar shetzarich la'asot. There are, which means that a person should take three steps forward when, before starting the tefillah, the Rama brings down B'Shem HaRokeach, the Ben Ish Chai and the Kaf HaChaim bring down the Al Pi HaKabbalah. It is not enough to take only three steps forward, but in order for the three steps forward to mean something according to the Sod, what should a person do first? Take three steps back. However, the Yalkut Yosef writes that according to the Halakha, and where there's, wherever there's a need to, for instance, let's say you're standing in front of somebody who's already begun the Amidah, guess what? That's a Chumrah De'ati L'Dekula. You're not allowed to take three steps back into his four Amot radius, because that's another Halakha. In Siman Kuf Betim Shulchan Aruch, Asur La'avor Lifnei HaMitpalel. So if a person cannot or doesn't want to, Lefi Halakha, Me'ikar Adin, the only thing you need to do, really, even it's not Chiyuv, but you know, even lechatechila, according to the halacha, all you need to do is take three steps forward.
Does it matter which foot goes first?
Right.
Right.
Right. Always.
Four foot forward if they hit space.
Meaning what? It's only lifne. It's only in front of. No. That's only if. Well, if you're standing behind him, the only way to step in front of him three steps is 1, 2, 3. Like a rook in chess. How do you say rook in Russian? What do you call? Huh?
The knight.
Not the rook. The knight. Yeah, yeah. They say Russians are good in chess. No.
Shachmat.
Okay, Vaita, what do you say?
I do three steps forward. Now I'm gonna in front of him on the side. Is that
fine?
Okay.
That's minatzav. Vaita. In front. Yeah.
Feet together. If someone doesn't have an issue, but he has.
Tell him the halacha. It's not me'akev at the tefillah, but he's not praying the way he should be. Now,
what does regular shara really mean? It just means one together.
It looks like one straight foot.
So it looks like that even with the toes that are not together, as long as the heels are together, it looks like that.
Not really, because if the toes aren't together, it looks like a fork, right?
But
anyway. It's certainly better than nothing, the poskim said. Better than nothing. Yeah? So, Adkan. Yeah. Meaning? It's not part of Geulah Tefillah, it's just reminding you that you have Tefillin on, and even when you're, which is a different halacha, you're not allowed to be Mesiach Dat from the Tefillin, so you always have to make sure. That's why many Sidurim, on the top of Tefillat Shacharit, it says, in big bold letters, Tefillin. So that what? Don't forget that you're wearing them. Okay, Vaiter? Yeah. Rambam. אסור לו לאדם שיתאום כלום או שיעשה מלאכה מאחר שיעלה עמוד השחר עד שיתפלל תפילת שחרית. You are not allowed to eat anything or do any manner of work before you pray Shacharit once Alot HaShachar comes. V'chein lo yashkim lefetach haveru lish'ol b'shlomo kodem sheitpalen tfilat Shacharit. You're likewise not allowed to go to your friend's house and greet him, even not with the word Shalom. Okay, there's an isur to go to your friend's house. If you're walking specifically to him to tell him good morning, it's asur before tefillah, even if you're not using the word Shalom. Now, he says what? V'lo yetze baderech kodem sheitpalel. Don't travel before praying. Aval to'em ve'osem melacha kodem sheitpalel musaf ve'kodem mincha, aval eno so'ed samuch la'mincha. You're allowed to taste a little bit before musaf and before mincha, and certainly before arbit, but you're not allowed to have a se'uda before mincha for a different reason, like the gentleman brought up. What's your name? Mincha, Rafal, sweet. You brought up not eating before Mincha. Huh? Musaf, on Musaf of any day of Musaf. Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed. Baiter. Says Maran. Asur lo leitasek bitzrachav o lelech laderech ad sheitpalel tfilat shemona esrei. V'yesh mekilim leachar she'amru miktzat berachot kodem she'amru baruch she'amar v'tov leachmir bazeh. The Rama says some poskim are mekel after you said some brachot birkot hashachar. However, Maran is machmir until you pray Amida. Velo leechol velo lishtot, aval ma'im mutar lishtot kodem tefila ben bechol uven beShabbat v'yom tov v'chen ochlin u'mashkim lirfua mutar, which means you're not allowed to eat or drink anything before Shacharit. However, water is mutar, whether biyom chol or on yom shabbat. What's the chidush of yom shabbat and yom tov? You have kiddush. It's mutar because since we are chayav to daven shacharit, and we haven't yet, the chiyuv of kiddush hasn't kicked in yet, so it's mutar. And also, any foods or drinks that are for refuah are mutar. Now, huh? No, according to the Zohar, not. This is halacha. Huh? Trufot, if you need, what are you going to do? You can't daven without it. I guess it's onus, and the Zohar doesn't talk about it. Huh? The Kapachayim and Ben Ishchai bring down that according to the Zohar, a person should be machmir even from water. They bring down Befirush.
If you want to eat by fast, they better not to make it tonight. You don't make it.
He disagrees, but the Ben Ishchai and the Kapachayim said that if you want to be choshesh for the Zohar, not even water. Now, okay, Viter. Okay, so now according to this, we said a person who's ill needs to eat because he's not feeling well or whatever, it's mutar. Now, the Shulchan Aruch said water is mutar for the same reason, okay? I hate to break it to you, I know it's going to hurt. Tea is only glorified water, okay? So, choy is glorified water. It's just water with color. So for that reason, tea is also mutar lifnat fila, and also coffee is mutar lifnat fila. The Mishnah Berurah says, but not with sugar. Why? Because sugar is something that is chashuv. Gaiva! However, Maran Zichrono Livracha in several places, in Yevi Omer, Chelek Dalet, Yevi Omer Chelek Tet, also in Alachad Duran, Yalkut Yosef, they all bring down, the Or Letzion does also, since nowadays everybody drinks tea and coffee with sugar, it's no longer considered Davar Chashuv, and it's mutar to have tea and sugar before the tea and sugar or coffee with sugar before the tefillah is a mutar. What about a little bit of milk that you'll have to wait for Thursday night for? Wink, wink. Okay, so mutar. Now, when Maran, I want to bring Rabbi Avraham brought. Where's Avraham? He says we spoke about last week. The Gemara spoke about, and the Shulchan Aruch spoke about that once Zman Tefillah arrives, you cannot even learn Torah. You have to go pray. Right? The Shulchan Aruch said that. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Sadi. I'm sorry, in Siman Petet. Seifim Ktanim Lamed Bet and Lamed Dalet. The Mishnah Berurah brings down Beshem Agaon Milisa and Derech HaChaim that only applies when a person is praying Bichidut Bevet Midrasho. When a person is a Talmid Chacham who's praying Bichidut in his own Bet Midrash, then he's not allowed to learn once Zman Tefillah comes. He has to pray first. But if he has to go to another shul to pray, or if he's praying in a shul where the rabbim will gather, he's allowed to even lechatchila learn before the tefillah. Why? Because we're not choshesh that he is going to be over zman tefillah. Why? Because people are gathering in that place, so even lechatchila it will be mutar to learn in that kind of setting. Verstehst? Huh? Huh? No, even bekiut. even be cute. For a person who's davening bichidut bevet midrasho, even be cute. You can't touch a sefer until you pray, if it's zman tefillah already. Huh? The fact that you're not gonna lose yourself. Even Ian, you could do. Bikiyas you can't when you're bichidut. And when you're betzibur, or you have to transfer to another shul where you're going to daven, it's mutar afilu be'ayun. Okay? Vaita. Now. Got a sponsor. Okay, Vaita. So. Early. Right? Zrizin makdimin la mitzvot. So he says like this. So, I told you. Alright? Viter. Says the Rambam. Let's move on because we don't have a lot of time. Rambam. The next Halachan Shulchan Aruch says that what happens if a person is, now again, don't try this at home, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bochen kelayot. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows very well what everybody's feeling. The Shulchan Aruch said that Ra'ev v'tzame harehim bichlal acholim, which means that if a person is extremely hungry or thirsty, and that, you know, messes with his kavanah or his ability to be mechavin by tefillah, right? There are certain people like that, istinisim. Until they have a piece of cake in the morning, whatever, forget it. Don't talk to him. He can't think. He can't breathe. Whatever. So over there, for a person like that, Chazal call him what? Sick. Okay. And for such a sick person, Chazal say he can have that piece of cake before the tefillah. Okay. Vaiter. Now. Mata tzoche, katuv. Okay, so now.
He's sick if he does, right?
Which means, Chazal understood that a regular, normal, normative human being, Jew, gets up in the morning, says Modeh Ani, drinks a little tea, drinks a little water, and goes to the tefillah and talks to God, and we'll all be okay. Right? That's it. Sick?
Yeah.
Maybe weak.
Weak.
Yeah, we're a bunch of wimps, but not necessarily sick. Huh? How do you say wimp in Russian? Huh? Anyway. So, Slava? Oh, okay. Isn't that somebody's name? Okay, anyway, Bekitzer. So he says like this. Okay, Rambam. Ve'ezehu zmana bayom. What's the zman kriyat shema bayom? Mitzvata sheyatchil lekrot kodem anetzachama kedei sheyigmor. Now again, Rabotai, earliest possible time lemaskanat ha'alacha for kriyat shema shel shacharit is? Mishiyakir ben. You're killing me. Mishiyakir et chavero berichuk arba amot. Okay, now. And what did the poskim say? B'shem Tosfot u'kored Yerushalmi? What kind of friend? Haragil imo k'tzat. Okay, Viter. Says the Rambam, כדי שיגמור לקרות ולברך ברכה אחרונה עם הנצח המה, ושיעור זה כמו איסור שעה קודם שתעלה השמש, ואם איחר וקרא קריאת שמה אחר שתעלה השמש, יצא ידי חובתו. If you read קריאת שמה after נצח המה, but before the third hour of the day, says the Rambam, יצא שעונתה עד סוף שלוש שעות ביום למי שעבר ואיחר. What? The end of... It's until the third hour of the day. For whom? For latecomers. Now, says Maran, yeah.
If you're awake, you're not davening.
Yeah.
But you're awake before Nitz. Should you say Shema before Nitz?
Sounds happy, huh?
If you're awake before Nitz, should you say Shema before Nitz, even though you're going to be davening after Nitz?
Yes.
You have a
yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
And
that should
be the... Huh? What? Whoa, that's next Mishnah. Hakeh, it's not pashut. Hakeh. Now, what kind of mikveh are they talking? Ocher biraglav, yeah, yadati bini yadati. Hakeh. Now, what happened? Even without, if he has kavanah to put on tzitzit tefillin, it's fine. Now, Viter, it's not kemi'id edu sheker v'akim. Yadati, chaku. Now, says Maran, Shulchan Aruch, yeah? Huh? Yeah, Viter. Zman kriyat shema. Ma ze tzchok achshav ze shovavim. It's Shavim. This is the Ikar HaTikun for Avonotenu Arabim is Limud HaTorah Be'atmada. That's Ikar HaTikun. This is a very crucial time. This is a very, very crucial time. Men can perform some serious Avonot. And if you look at the Zohar HaKadosh and you look at Midrashim and you look at Sifrei Mekubalim, it is not fun stuff. You know, there are, I don't know if you, this classic Sifrei Musar that everybody knows, you have the Mesilat Yesharim, Orchot Tzadikim, Chovot HaLevavot, and then there's the Sephardic Sifrei Musar that people don't know as much. Okay, for instance, huh? Reshit Chochma, LeRabenu Eliyahu Devidash, Tanmid Devdaramak. Whoa! Go through it once, you'll never do an Avera again. Vayter, says the Shulchan Aruch. I can't guarantee you, but more chances. זמן קריאת שמע של שחרית משאיר את חברו הרגיל עם קצת בריחוק 400 ויקירנו ונמשך זמנה עד סוף 3 שעות שהוא רביע היום ומצווה מן המובחר לקרותה כוותיקין. Okay, which means Maran doesn't necessarily go with this לשון בדיעבד necessarily. Okay, fine. שהיו מכוונים לקרותה מעט קודם הנצח המה כדי שיסיים קריאת שמע וברכותיה עם הנצח המה ויסמוך התפילה מיד בהנצח המה ומי שיוכל לכוון לעשות כן שכרו מרובה מאוד. A person who reads קריאת שמע slightly before nets and עמידה at nets, what do we say? Big שכר. הגה שיעור הנצח המה הוא כמו שיעור שעה אחת קודם שיעלה כל גוף השמש מעל הארץ. Practically speaking, we brought down a מחלוקת yesterday. When is the שעה of מי שיקיר את חברו הרגיל עם קצת בריחוק 400? When is that? So according to the Prima Gadim, it's 6 minutes after Alot HaShachar. And according to the Kaf HaChaim, it's approximately an hour before Netzach Hama. The Or LeZion writes that a person should preferably be a little bit more machmir to put on Talit HaTfilin, not before 50 minutes, preferably before Netzach Hama. Now, as follows.
So,
huh?
Zmaniot.
Huh? What? No, it's different. The Gemara says beferush, Alot HaShachar is one zman, Mishi Yakir et Chavero is later. You need more light than Alot HaShachar.
I think you're supposed to say you can start already
Maran Zichronon Berachah has a tshuva in Yechavedat who says by Minyan Poalim, you can, if it's too early, they can already put on their talit utfilin at Alot HaShachar, but no berachot. They can't say berachot, they put it on, and then they'll make the beracha between Yishtabach and Yotzer when they're pressed for time.
But
Kriyat Shema for sure not, and the berachot of talit utfilin also for sure not until the zman of Mishiyakir, which at minimum is at least 6 minutes after Alot HaShachar according to the Prima Gadim. Zokter Rambam, HaKorei Achar Shalosh Shaot Bayom Afilo Haya Anus Lo Yatzei Dechovat Kriyat Shema Be'onato Ela Reu Kekorei BaTorah Umvarech Lefaneh Unachareh Hakol Hayom Afilo Icher Vekara Achar Shalosh Shaot, which means according to the Rambam, what does he say? That you can say according to the Rambam, what does the Rambam say? That first of all, Kriyat Shema is only until the end of the third hour. However, even if you didn't read it at that time, you can read it all day long. And according to the Rambam, how long do you have to say Birkot Kriyat Shema? All day long. However, Maran argues, says Maran, or Maran is choshesh for Sabal. Maran says, okay, in Siman Nunchet Saif Vav, Afal Pishes Maran Imshach at Sof HaShah Shlishit, Im Avra Shah Shlishit Velo Kira'ah, Kore Ota Bevirchoteha, Kol Sha'a Revi'it Shu Shlish Hayom, which means how long do you have after Zman Kriyat Shema for Zman Birkot Kriyat Shema? Says Maran, one more hour. Ve'en lo schar kekore bizmana. Ve'im avra sha'a revi'it ve'lo kira'a, kor'a ve'lo birchoteha kol hayom. Huh?
If, why did you go to the fourth hour? What significance is the fourth hour?
Oh, so it's brought in a poskim. Now is not the time for it. But the Bi'ur Halacha in Siman Nunchet brings down a tremendous machloket. According to Maran, what do you see? Unlike the Rambam, when's the cutoff point for Birkot Kriyat Shema? End of the fourth hour. Magen Avraham or Gra? From Alot HaShachar or from Netz? From Netz! Why? Because Birkot Kriyat Shema is only the Rabbanan. And since it's only the Rabbanan, we'll be Mekel from the later Zman. You have more time to do it. Even more than Kriyat Shema. So, over there, the Bi'ur Halacha brings down a Machlok Taposkim. And he says, since, even though Maran says clearly until the fourth hour, but since there are many Poskim who say that you can go until Chatzot, which is Sof Zman Kriyat Shacharit, okay, therefore what? Because the Mishnah Berurah explains that Birkot Kriyat Shema is not really, yes, it's associated with Kriyat Shema, but is it a Beracha upon Kriyat Shema? Are you making a beracha asher kiddeshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu likro et shema? No. So, although it's a... although it's a...
So
now, okay. Hilel Ger, Shabbat Lamed Aleph, 10. So, he says, that being said, 10. You want to give me another topic? I know, but you want something from the daf. Eliyahu is on the daf, because otherwise, right, if it's not on the daf, you're going to lose people. Ani odeyama bekitzer, aval mikol makom. So, according to this, the Mishbura says that bimkom ones, a person can't say birkot kriyat shema ad chatzot. Okay? So says the Mishnah Berurah Bibir Ulacha. And the Alacha Berurah, Yalkut Yosef, many, many poskim, the Birkei Yosef, they all argue and they say even bimkom ones, bimkom ratzon, shogeg, mezid, and anything in between, if you miss the end of the fourth hour of the day, you can kiss birkot kriyat shema away for that day. You can say it without Shemu Malchut, but with Shemu Malchut, it's gone. Okay? Weiter. And the last Rambam over here, Shayach, to tomorrow's Mishnah, Baruch Adonai Le'olam, Amen, Amen. Let's see some more.